Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Guest is excused.
Please stand for the invocation by our chaplain, Father Thomas Weiss, from St. Paul's Catholic Church.
With deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, I offer the following prayer from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O gracious one, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant kindness. Forgive me where my thoughts and deeds have hurt others. Lead me in the paths of justice and guide me on the paths of peace. Teach me that I may know my weakness, the shortcomings that bind me, the unloving ways that separate me, that keep me from recognizing your life in me. For I keep company with fear and dwell in the house of ignorance. Yet I was brought forth in love, and love is my birthright. Gracious God, you created us and placed us within families to learn how to love and be loved. We praise you for your goodness, and we thank you for your gifts. Bless our state with your love. Raise up in Alaska good and holy families, loving husbands and wives, devoted parents and children. Raise up from our families and friends dedicated and generous leaders who will serve as models in our communities. Amen.
Amen. Senator Dyson, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 85th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, this journal will be approved as certified. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this prayer will be spread upon the journal. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Do we have guests for introduction today? Senator Wilton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two constituents in the row gallery today. Colleen Turner is here. Colleen is the Resource Center for Parents and Children Executive Director, and she's also the chair of our Arctic Alliance, which disperses the Department of Health and Social Service Community Block Grant to the North Star Borough. Colleen, if you'd please stand. Accompanying Colleen is Carrie Dershin. Carrie, in her real life, is the UAF Special Programs Coordinator, and she volunteers as a board member for Resource Center for Parents and Children. Please welcome them to the Senate.
Do we have any other guests for introduction? Seeing none, that brings us down to messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated April 15th stating the House has passed the following and they are transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 11 by Representatives Rochberg, Seaton, Hawker, McGuire. An act relating to deposits to the Alaska Permanent Fund from mineral lease, rentals, royalties, royalty sale proceeds, net profit shares under AS 3805180F and G, federal mineral revenue sharing payment received by the state from mineral leases, and bonuses received by the state from mineral leases, and limiting deposits from those sources to the 25% required under Article 9, Section 15, Constitution of the State of Alaska, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
CS for House Bill number 549, Judiciary, by the House Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the deoxyribonucleic acid DNA identification registration system and testing and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House, Mr. President.
Communications.
I have no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 41, Medicaid costs and crimes, and recommends it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute. Previous fiscal note, signing do pass, Senators Green, Wilkin, co-chairs, Senators Taylor, Ben Stevens. Signing no recommendation, Senators Hoffman, Olson. The bill has no further referrals. It is in the Rules Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 111, Public Construction Project Requirements, and recommends it be replaced with a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. Fiscal information forthcoming, signing do pass, Senator Bundy, chair, Senators Seekins, Gary Stevens. Signing amend, Senators Davis, French. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 152, Concealed Handguns, New Zero Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senators Cowdery, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 156, Pregnancy Alcohol Warning, New Zero Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senator Bundy, Chair, Senators Davis, Seekins, Gary Stevens, signing no recommendation, Senator French. The bill has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 162, Cigarette Sales Requirements, previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senators Cowdery, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill number 34, Repeal Sunset of Negotiated Regulation Making. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senators Cowdery, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill number 114, Judiciary Title Amended, Issuance of Search Warrants. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, Senators Cowdery, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 118, Resources Amended, Transportation of Commercial Fish, recommends it be replaced with a Labor and Commerce Senate Committee substitute, new zero fiscal notes and previous zero fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senator Bundy, Chair, Senators Davis, French, Gary Stevens, signing due pass, Senator Seekins. The bill has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The Transportation Committee considered House Bill number 124, Commercial Motor Vehicle Drivers Employer, and recommends it be replaced with a Transportation Senate Committee substitute. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senators Olson, Wagner. Signing no recommendation, Senator Terrio. The bill has no further referrals. It is in the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 160, Finance, Emission Control Permit Program. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senators Wilkin, Green, co-chairs, Senators Taylor, Bundy, Ben Stevens. Signing no recommendation, Senator Hoffman. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees.
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 10 by Senator Dyson, establishing the Joint Legislative Charter School Task Force.
Pass Committee.
I have no further Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 189 by Senator Wagner, an act naming the Jonathan H. Link Courthouse in Kenai.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 190 by Senator Wagner, an act adding certain state-owned land and water to the Kenai River Special Management Area relating to the mineral estate of the state-owned land and water in the Kenai River Special Management Area, amending the qualifications for members of the Kenai Special Management Area Advisory Board and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Resources.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. President, can we have a brief at ease, please?
Brief at ease. Would the Senate come back to order, please? Before the break, we were just beginning the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 87 by Senator Seekins, an act relating to principal and income in the administration of trusts and decedents' estates and the Mental Health Trust Fund, adopting a version of the Uniform Principal and Income Act and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill. New zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Seekins, Chair, Senators Terrio, Ellis. Signing no recommendations, Senators Ogun, French. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent the bill be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There is objection. Senate Bill 87 will appear on our next calendar. At this time, I'm going to refer Senate Bill 163 back to the Rules Committee at the request of the prime sponsor. So unless there's objection, we will not be taking that up on the calendar today. Seeing no objection, Senator Gary Stevens.
Mr. President, I request permission to move back up the calendar, introduction of guests.
Without objection, we'll go back up to introduction of guests.
Mr. President, it's a pleasure to introduce a wonderful lady I've just met from Homer, who her name is Daisy Lee Bitters. She is with the Kachemak Bay Research Facility and Reserve, and retired after 29 years with the Anchorage School District. Please welcome Daisy Lee Bitters, please.
Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill Number 95 by Senator Green, an act relating to strikes by employees of a municipal school district, a regional educational attendance area, or a state boarding school, and requiring notice of at least 72 hours of a strike by those employees.
We are in third reading on Senate Bill 95. Do we have debate? Seeing no debate, question before the Senate is, shall Senate Bill 95 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
17 yeas, 2 nays.
So by a vote of 17 yeas, 2 nays, Senate Bill 95 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill Number 120 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the state's sovereign immunity for certain actions regarding injury, illness, or death of state-employed seamen and to workers' compensation coverage for those seamen and providing for an effective date.
We are in third reading. Do we have debate on Senate Bill 120? Senator Taylor.
Yeah, just briefly, many of my colleagues have heard me relate my concerns about our workers' comp system, and that I believe our workers' comp system has certain failings within it that have only gotten worse with time. I understand the need of the administration to move to a more uniform method of treatment for all injured state workers, and to thus bring this group within the ambit of that statute. However, a vast majority, I believe, of the employees that will be affected by this are my constituents and work for the Marine Highway System. They have been neutral through their representatives so far on this legislation, but I have concerns that the injured worker in the future will receive less compensation than they have in the past by moving them from what's known as the Jones Act system over to the workers' comp system. And in fact, the administration testified in finance that there would be savings in future years, although the fiscal notes do not reflect that because it's somewhat speculative. So as a consequence, I just wanted the members to know that I have real serious reservations about this, and it's not so much that we shouldn't change. In fact, they did go to this system by negotiation in labor agreements for a period of about 8 years. That was then reversed by our Supreme Court in a case called Brown versus the state. My concern is that the overall system of compensation to injured workers really needs to be revisited. And instead of just adding another group into that system without seriously taking up the problems that are inherent within the current workers' comp system, I don't think we improve the situation either for those new workers coming in or for the system that I believe is failing somewhat today. And it's with that I'm not going to be supporting this legislation. Thank you.
Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've been asked to carry the bill. As was pointed out by the previous speaker, this bill would require the seamen that are employed by the Alaska State Ferry System to be covered under the unemployment compensation that rest of state workers are now covered under. And I would like to point out that Alaska's firefighters and police are also covered under this system. And as was pointed out previously, the Maritime Union did bargain to be covered under the workman's comp system in the past, and when that was found that was not a bargainable item, they dropped out, and this simply returns them to where they were in the early 90s.
Do we have any further debate? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just some numbers to help frame this that we were told in finance. It's to help the members understand why this was brought forward. Question was asked, why hadn't this been done before? There really wasn't an answer, and I don't have an answer, but I do have some background that would help understand. The state looked at this and said, there seems to be an imbalance between the Alaska Marine Highway System workman's comp claims and the cost and under the Jones Act and ours under our normal workman's comp statewide policies. And so the state said, well, let's compare. And so they went to the five state agencies that had the highest workers' compensation loss experience, as you'd expect, Public Safety, Fish and Game, DOT, and two others. And they compared the workman's comp claims in that and those five top agencies with workman's comp with the Alaska Marine Highway System. This is what they found out. Since 1998, the state had eight workman's comp claims per 100 FTEs, full-time equivalent employees. The Jones Act covered workman's comp with the Marine Highway System employees had 41, so about a multiple of five. 8 versus 41 with the top agencies. Then you look at the cost of each of those claims, the severity. The top five state departments that I spoke of earlier, the cost of those on average per 100 full-time equivalents was $64,145. If you look at the Alaska Marine Highway System workman's comp claims under the Jones Act, the cost was $197,065. So that's what prompted the administration to say, perhaps we should bring this under control. And this is really my thought at the finance was it does cover the people that are hurt. It will probably put some restriction on management rules for those that have taken advantage of workman comp rules under the Jones Act to their benefit. So, thank you.
Further debate? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is, shall Senate Bill 120 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
15 yeas, 4 nays.
So by a vote of 15 yeas, 4 nays, Senate Bill 120 has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent. Vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the vote on final passage will be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 95.
Senate Bill 95 has been reconsidered. Brings us down to citations.
Citation, honoring Private First Class Jessica Lynch.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the citation calendar will be approved. Mr. Minority Leader.
President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 120.
120 has been reconsidered. That brings us down to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business? And just to remind the members for those items that were reconsidered, if you'd please leave your packets on your desk. Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Tuesday, April 22nd, plain time for personal business.
Until plain time on the 22nd? Okay. Without objection, Senator will be excused. Do we have any other unfinished business? Announcements. We have announcements. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, just want to announce today the Fish Caucus at noon down at the end of the hall, and we will be hearing a presentation for the National Estuarian Research Reserve System, which operates under NOAA. Give us some explanation of the wonderful research that's being done, maybe help some of us more understand more marine biology. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other announcements? Special orders? Senator Ogun.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent on to give a special order on if it was only 90 days.
Without objection, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I noticed on the calendar today that today is 86. The 86th legislative day. There's been a number of proposals in the past, and I think there might be some now, I'm not sure, but to shorten the session to 90 days. Just think, folks, if we had a 90-day session, we'd be out of here in 4 days. Thank you.
Other special orders? Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be granted the special privilege of the floor to discuss the politics of the past.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to extend the invitation to all the members of the legislature and those folks listening here in Juneau that to a special event tonight, Wednesday, April 16th, tonight at 6 p.m. at Centennial Hall. Tickets are available for the door at the door. It's a fundraiser for the Alaska Moving Image Preservation Association. They're located in my community, and they do an excellent job preserving the record of history in Alaska through video and film. The presentation tonight will be a blast. I've attended this fundraiser in Anchorage for the for AMIPA, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of old campaign footage and political footage, historic footage from Bush pilots on to politicians of the last few decades, and it's just a great organization and a great opportunity to get together in a bipartisan manner and celebrate the politics of the past. This organization needs your support. They're looking for support wherever they can find it, and I really encourage people to attend. It's a great organization, and you'll have a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other special orders? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move the Senate stand in adjournment till 10 a.m. Thursday, April the 17th.
10 a.m. on Thursday.